Get to Know Me podcast is sponsored by Big Love LLC, an online clothing apparel shop for men, women, children, and no label. Feel free to visit our website today at biglovv.bigcartel.com. That's biglove.bigcartel.com.
No one be on your shitty ass social media or your fucking random ass no bar ass podcast. I don't give a fuck about that, nor you.
No joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Because when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around because I'm never serious.
Why, you been feeling good?
No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you all for being
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it, get your coffee, your tea, meditate, pray, sage the building, because you never know what may be said over the airwaves of the Get to Know Me podcast platform. I'm the host with the most, that's what they say, Busy Balboa, and I'm here with my special guest, V. What's going on, V?
What's up?
This has been one of my good friends. We met in San Diego, and we've been friends ever since. You've been supporting me. I've been, you know, supporting you. We've been just rocking for a long time. I met some cool people through you.
Yeah.
All type of stuff. Like, we've been through a lot in a short time frame.
Yeah, and it seems like a lifetime, but you know,
yeah, it does.
It's like people, you know, that's,
it really does seem like a lifetime. We've been rocking for a minute, and I don't even remember. Do you remember the first time we met? I think it was at a bar.
It was through Dina.
Yeah. Okay, because we took a picture.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so crazy. That was so long ago.
Yeah. I don't even know that person no more.
Me either. That's what I say. It's crazy how you can meet certain people and then you get closer to the people that you met through them than you were with them. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I just wanted to give people a little background and let them know that we actually know each other and we actually are cool. We're friends. I would consider us friends. And basically, like, I wanted you to kind of introduce yourself. Where are you from? And where are you currently?
I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, East New York, you know, over there where Pop Smoke used to, you know, roam, RIP. I moved around because of the military. So, like, we met in San Diego and I was there for my whole enlistment and moved in 2019 to Georgia.
Okay.
I was in a relationship, so... You know, I followed my partner there and I was there for a year or so. And then I followed another partner to Cleveland and was there for, you know, a year or so until I was like, yeah, I need to go back to Georgia because it's something about Atlanta that makes me feel like this is my home. Like,
I love it.
It's my community. So,
yeah, it's a lot of culture here, especially for us. Our culture and our community is abundant here.
Yes. It's crazy how many people I've done met here and they just been like I've met a lot of good people here. Like,
yeah,
it's been crazy. Like the people I come.
I'm happy for you. Like I've watched you transition from the West to the East and you've been doing your thing. Like you stepped into barbering. How long ago did you decide that you wanted to do that? Like, where did that come from?
So when I got out of the military, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to school to be a dental hygienist. So went to, Southwestern Community College. And I did a semester there. And I was like, nah, I don't do that no more. So then I went to San Diego City College. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try to do my art therapy because I like art. I'm an artist. I draw. Mm-hmm. I create things. Yes. So I'm like, what happened to that? And, you know, I did my first year there and they were like, yeah, so we don't have no programs for you in California. So you're going to have to transfer to a school on the East Coast. And I was like, I'm not trying to go back to the East Coast. This is the whole point of me being here. I was like, at this point, I had done school so many times. I changed my major like 4 times. And I was just like, I can't waste any more of my life trying to get a degree, to get a decent job, to have a decent living. So I was like, I need a trade or something. I need something. And I was like, maybe I could be a barber. But there wasn't many schools in San Diego that, you know, took my GI Bill and wasn't trying to rob me.
Right.
And the person that I was with, they were like, you know, I'm ready to leave San Diego because they were there for a hot minute. So I was like, all right, fine. Where are we trying to go? We went to visit Atlanta, fell in love. We moved there 2019, beginning of COVID. COVID literally blew up my whole life. At that time, I was going to Atlanta Technical College, and they had a barbering program. They took my GI Bill, and I was doing that virtually for most of my certification. And it was until, 2021, I finished. I got my master's barber license, and I met somebody new, but they lived in Cleveland, and I was like, okay, let's see what Cleveland's about.
Right.
Not like thinking about like, oh, can I take my license over there? So I went over there and, you know, it's cold. It's all hell over there. they didn't take my license. So I had to go back to doing warehouse work. But my partner now, she's a creative as well. She's a photographer.
Okay.
And she was working a corporate job, and you know, we come back and forth to Atlanta to visit my friends and stuff like that. And she fell in love with it. And I was like, hey, let's just
go.
Move. Like, I'm telling you, once you move and you do your photography over there, it's going to blow up because Cleveland wasn't giving us nothing.
I see that. I can see that.
It wasn't giving us nothing. As soon as we moved, everything just fell into place. When I tell you, like, literally everything, the apartment, the job, like, we've only been here since August. Everything within a month just fell into place.
That's a blessing. Sometimes you got to do that. You got to step out on faith and make that move. And it was, you never know. Everything happened for a reason. You came here originally with a different partner, but now you're with a new partner and everything's working out. And, you know, it seems like it's a better fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The lesbian life is crazy, ain't it?
It is. We move so fast. Like,
it's yeah, just we like, do. We move like, hella fast. We be like, man, skip all those steps. What's going on?
Like, you like me, I like you. Let's just get married today.
Right, exactly. I've been there.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that on the side.
Yes.
But no, I'm happy and proud of you. I've witnessed you, you know, display your art and work so hard to, you know, be independent. So to know that it's working out here, that's a blessing. And it makes me very happy and inspired because me, even though I'm from Georgia, it's been a hell of a transition because I've been out of Georgia for 9 years. So I'm like still trying to find my way, you know, but just even like watching you do you, I'm like inspired and it's kind of like calming me down from panicking. Like, am I in the right place? Did I make the right choice? But I feel like it all happened when it's supposed to. And that's one reason why I brought the podcast back. Cause I'm like, this is how I connected before with people that I didn't really know in a city I didn't know. So let's bring it back. Let's do that again. Let's, you know, start getting back out there. But I really respect your hustle and I love that about you. Like, what do you feel like you love most since you've started barbering?
Wow, it's humbling because they teach you one way in school and you finally get in a shop with like very experienced barbers.
Right.
They move faster, they do things a different way. You know, they already have established clients. So you in there, I'm just taking walk-ins all day. I'm just hoping like some days I don't get people, I don't get nothing.
Yeah.
And when I first started, I wasn't getting nothing. And then, like, you know, I would cut somebody's hair and I would feel there's just one barber in my shop. He, you know, he would be watching me and I'm like, I'm fucking up this guy's hair and they're paying for it. And, you know, they're probably lying to me saying it's good. Like all these things are running through my head, you know, but you know, they've been very helpful. Like
that's good.
They see that I'm actually willing to learn. Like I'm open to learn. I can take constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. And I'm blessed to be in a space like that. Cause my chair rent is cheaper than most of these places. Like I'm paying like $100 anywhere else. It'll be like $350 just cause they're trying to pay the rent and they won't even care about you making money or being good.
Yeah, true. That's true. And I was going to ask you that, like, because barbering, normally we look at it like a male dominating industry. So I was wondering, like, how was that experience with those other barbers? You know, like, are they supportive like that? You know,
so the owner is a queer woman.
Wow. So, that is so good.
What happened was before I moved to Cleveland, I got a reference from my professor. He was like, yeah, there's a guy out in Sandy Springs. He has a shop, get in touch with him. Mm-hmm. He didn't have any openings. He wasn't taking any apprentices at that time. So when I moved back, I contacted him again. I was like, hey, I'm in town. I'm still trying to cut hair. You got a chair open. Like, you know, what's the situation? He was like, no, but the shop next door, they may have something. So they gave me her information. I met up with her and she's about her business. So she was like, listen, like, I'm gonna give you a shot. Like, I showed her a picture. She was like, you need to work on some things, but I got you. As long as you, you know, pay your chair rent on time and, you know, you about your business, like, I, you know, I'm gonna rock with you. And it's been a great experience.
That's good. I love that. Using your resources and, you know, staying consistent. You never know where that'll get you. Do you feel like the military experience kind of helped you with your civilian life as a barber?
A little bit. Cause, I used to like just cut people's hair. Like when people would like wait till the last minute to get their hair cut, like hey, you up real quick. And I'll fade myself up real quick.
Yeah.
And that'll be that. And you know, a lot goes into barbering, like a lot. Like there's like skincare, health things that you have to keep in mind of. It's, you have to have a very good communication skills. You have to have really good people skills. So I learned that from the military. Just the professionalism. Like most days I'm the first person in the shop. I'm there. Like the shop opens at 9, I'm there at 8:45 opening up the shop.
There,
I don't even got nobody to cut. I'm just there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
That does speak highly of you. Sometimes I always used to tell that as when I was managing at T-Mobile, like sometimes you got to do more than what you get paid for to really stand out. Cause I know when I first started, I never had a sales job. Like, and there would be people there selling way more than me, but because I had that professionalism and that courtesy and I communicate with people well, I just started to build my clientele through my own little way. So
yeah,
I do believe in putting in a little bit more than, you know, everybody around you and being able to see a benefit of that. And I know the military probably did bring a lot of that to you, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Cause like being from New York, you don't really just talk to random people. Like, like if you know them, then yeah. But if not, like, why are you talking to me? You know, that kind of.
Yeah, that's true. We always like see people mocking New Yorkers, like making it seem like they're like hella rude, which some of them probably are, you know.
Get the fuck out of here. But like, it's your environment too. If you grow up where it's just like, everybody's like, on the grind, on the go. They don't have time to like stop and be like, hey, hi, person, how's your day? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And when I moved to San Diego, I was just like, I'm never happy. What is going on?
That was something that was difficult to adjust to. Like coming from the South, I felt like they weren't as friendly in San Diego as what I was used to. Yeah. Because the only time I really could get a good morning from a random person is when I went hiking. I rarely got it like on a regular day. So I started going hiking all the time. I was like, they gonna sleep more than me over here.
Yeah.
I gotta go up this mountain to get out in the morning. It's crazy. Like, I love that, you know, we do have the ability to kind of move around and, you know, see the world and experience different things. Because if you just stay in a box, you'll never know what the world has out there for you, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So what are some ways that you feel like you create like a safe space, an inclusive space for your clients? You know, you probably cut all type of different people hair. So many people come into barbershops. Like, do you feel like the communication takes a big part into like creating a safe space whenever it comes to customers and clients?
So I do cut a lot of men.
Okay.
It is, besides the owner, it is only one female person, but okay. I don't identify as female, so what it gets a little, you know, yeah, with the barbershop talk or whatever, but I try to, you know, be personable, like, hey, you know, how's your day going, like, you know, yeah, what are we doing? And I'll, you know, ask them, like, hey, you live in the area, like, how did you find this place? And then sometimes that they'll open them up,
yeah,
oh, I'm from this person. And I'll ask them, like, you know, what's a good restaurant in this area or whatever, because I'm really new. So
that's true. And that's like the best way to kind of like make somebody comfortable. I like whenever I'm like in that, because being in a barber's chair, you're kind of like vulnerable. Like they got this blade, they got these, you know, things above your head and stuff. You just like,
yeah,
if they just doing, you know, cutting your hair and not saying nothing, I feel so awkward sometimes. I'm like,
And sometimes I don't say anything.
Yeah, you just catch a vibe.
I'm focused. So yeah. I'm like, okay, if they say something to me, you know, I'll check in with them. Like, hey, is this looking good? Is there anything else that you wanted done? Or do you have any questions? Like, you know, those things, you have to do that anyway. So,
yeah. This is a reminder that there is a visual for this episode available on YouTube. Please be sure to tune in. Do you feel like this is going to be something that you stick to long term, like in the barber industry?
I've done so many things in my life, and the issue that I have is discipline and just sticking to things, because like when it gets too hard or I don't have that instant gratification that I'm looking for, I just go to something that's comfortable. And right now in my life, I'm like, this is something that I wanted to do for a while, mm-hmm, and I need to follow through. I need to see it.
I can really see you doing this. And from what I see, you're good at it. I'm like, you wait until I get a couple dollars. I'm going to pull up on my friend. You know what I mean?
You get the little discount. I got you.
You know, I don't be trying to ask for no discount. You know, Black people always, hey, what you got on me?
Listen, I got your first cut discount.
The other ones, you paying full price. Got it. I respect that. Yeah, I always pay attention to what you be out here doing. And I feel like Atlanta is a good space, especially for, you know, you and what you've been doing. You've been doing your thing. And you only been here a short amount of time since you came back. I remember when you told me you was coming back, I was like, finally, I'm going to have like one friend here, even though I have yet to link up with you. But I have my reasons.
Cool. It's cool.
We're going to get there, though.
Yeah, I've been grateful every day. Like every day I'm just like grateful, because who knows? Like,
mm-hmm,
last year I was going through it. It was a rough year, and I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I agree. Yeah.
And I was tired of working for other people and corporations and spaces where I'm just like, I don't like this. I feel that.
It's like you're taking back control over your life and what makes you happy and comfortable. And that's something that is immeasurable. Like, you can't even put words to that whenever you finally get in a space where it's like, I like this. I'm doing me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Now, I noticed that you started doing your clothing brand, Art Fits. Tell us how that came about, like the brand. Like, tell us about the brand.
So it almost didn't happen. It almost didn't happen because I'd be so hard on myself. I'd be like, because I can't see into the future, I'm like, this is not gonna work. I wasn't shit. And my partner, she started her photography business, and she was just like, I'm gonna do this. I'm starting, and whoever's with it, they're with it. If not, oh well. Uh-huh. And it's like she motivated me to just create the LLC and just go for it. And that's how it began. I was just, you know, brainstorming stuff one day, and I was like, I had drew something, and I was like, oh, this would be cool on a shirt. And I was just like thinking of names. I was like, I want something simple. And I was like, art, like outfits, art fits, because, you know, art, you know, work,
yeah,
like,
yeah, it,
you know, everywhere.
I like that. Okay, I didn't even realize that. Okay,
so that's where that came from.
I like that. And is it a clothing brand, t-shirt brand? Like, what type of brand is it?
So it's like graphic tees. It's starting right now. It's more of like graphic tees, like hoodies. I want to start small because there's so many ideas I have for it.
Right. And
I don't want to, you know, do too much to where I overwhelm myself. So right now it's tees, and I'm working on some hoodies right now.
Okay.
I would like to be a bigger thing.
Yeah.
But we're going to start small.
Definitely. And if you need any help or need anybody to, you know, wear anything, that, you know, I'm down. You helped me in the past with my brand. So it's so, like, that's what I'm saying. There's so many things that I can remember you being there for me for. So that's why I'm like, I got to be there for you. I got to show up for you. It matters a lot. You know what I mean? I remember you coming to shows and stuff, and I remember you had an art exhibit, and I pulled up. I even got some of your art still to this day. Like, stuff that you made that I got from you. Like, it's good. Do you feel like it's important to not only have, like, supportive friends, but supportive partners whenever you're, like, a creative like that?
It helps. It helps tremendously to find your tribe, to find somebody that sees the world the way you do. If not, you just feel like you feel crazy doing certain stuff. I'm like, oh, this is not making sense.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, your family sometimes be the worst ones that be like, oh, I don't understand this. Why are you doing it? Get a real job. Work for the city. Like,
yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. Just because this is a different time. This is not 20 years ago where I could work for the city for 10 years and get benefits and get a house. And no, I can't do that. That's not
so
how
true. So
the
true.
World works anymore.
That's like, true. That is so true. Like, the world is changing a lot, and I don't know. We're trying to keep up with it as it's changing. And then we grew up in a time frame where things were one way, and then we had to grow with it. I was speaking about that, like me getting out of my stubborn ways, because I really struggle with that discipline as well. Like you mentioned earlier, like sometimes I'm like, I want it this way and I don't want to change it. But but if you change with the times, you don't have to catch up. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about catching up. So I agree with you on that. And then, like, this month, I've been talking a lot to my guests about, like, mental health. Do you feel like that's been, like, something that you've been, you know, struggling with or having to bring up a lot in certain conversations? Because we, like you mentioned, so many different changes. Like, somebody else in your shoes probably would have gone through a big, like, scare, like a roar from going from one place to the other, from transitioning from one career to another. Like, do you feel like that does play a role on your mental health sometimes?
I would say 2020 definitely rocked my world. Like, I had discovered I had severe anxiety. I had depression. At one point I was on, in antidepressants, had a bad reaction to it. And my breakup during that time just spiraled me into a ball of chaos. Like, I was going through it, and therapy honestly saved me. Good friends saved me. Like, just having those healthy outlets really, like, helped me, because I didn't know how many people had anxiety. I didn't know, you know, about depression, or, you know, how to handle being depressed, or, you know, I don't feel as, like, ashamed about it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't feel weak, like, because in the military, like, it was like, what, sad for what? Like, you'd be ready to go, you know, to war. So you don't have time. And then your parents would be like, what? You have no reason to be sad. You're not poor. You're not on the street. You know, all types of stuff, you know, in the back of your head. So it took me a while to, like, get out of that mindset of, like, working on my inner voice, like, because I used to hear my mom, I would hear other people, like, just all these negative things. But I learned to, you know, work on my self-talk and learned about affirmations and stuff like that. Go talk to a therapist.
Right.
Sometimes just talking to yourself is not enough.
Right.
That's true. You know, have you messed up? So
yeah, you can be your worst critic. You can actually bring yourself even down worse. Like, I'm glad that you got to a point where it's like you feel a lot more comfortable speaking about it, because that is a lot of people's major issue. They don't want anyone to know, because then they feel like, oh, everybody's looking at me. Something's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I'm pinpointed out. But you'll be surprised how many people go through so many similar things as you. And we all cope with certain things so differently. But just reaching out and finding the right therapist and just talking to the right people, that'll change your life. That will change your life a lot of times. And therapy isn't for everybody, but you never know until you give it a shot, you know?
I agree.
I mean, I went through the same thing as you. And when you're first told that you have all of these different things, it's kind of overwhelming. You're like, what? Like, I'm depressed? What you mean? Okay, I just get a little sad sometimes. And then they want to put you on medicine. And I'm not against it, but I, just like you said, I had my bad reaction earlier this year, which is one of the major reasons why I came back to the East Coast. I was like, I got to get around family. I've been over here by myself long enough. It's time to get around family, get around people that I know love me and people that I can trust, and just, you know, get myself together. And if I feel like I want to go back, I can always return. But right now, the best thing is to get back home.
Yeah.
And everybody doesn't have that, you know, run back to your family thing. You know, some people, they out here doing it on their own, you know? Shout out to everybody that, you know, maybe dealing with some mental health issues. This is an issue that I've been wanting to talk about with a lot of my guests, you know, because, I mean, there's just so much going on in the world and people are fighting these things by themselves. And I just feel like, man, we need to have more conversations about it, make it more normal, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. So I got my three random questions for you. So I got rid of it, but everybody was saying, bring it back. So here we are, guys. We bring back the three crazy random questions that y'all like so much. So my first random question for you, if animals could talk, which one would be the smartest?
Cats.
Cat?
Yeah.
Such a lesbian answer.
And I like cats. I don't even own a cat. I have a dog.
Really? But
I like, because they've been around for so long, and I feel like they're kind of otherworldly sometimes.
That's true.
They have this awareness that they would be very intelligent.
I can see that. They are very observant. Like, oh my goodness. Like, they'll stare you down. Like, oh my goodness, what are you seeing me?
Yep.
Okay. So number two would be, what is your dream vacation? It can be destination. It could be the things that you do, whatever. What is a dream vacation of yours?
A dream vacation would be on a tropical island, maybe all-inclusive resort where I don't even have to think about what I'm going to eat for the day.
Nothing.
I go out, hang out on the beach, relax, get a drink. I don't really have to do nothing. Just be, you know, and just be around some nature, maybe some wild animals. I don't know, but something like that.
I like that. That is a great, sound like a great vacation to me.
Yeah.
It's like Costa Rica to me.
Listen, okay. I'm trying to find somewhere to go because I need it.
Hello. Okay, so my third random question is, if you had to relocate, where would you least like to live?
Anywhere that's cold, for sure. So that leaves least like to live. It's a lot of places.
It is.
I would say, I've never been there, but I would say Utah. I feel like it's not a place.
It sounds like a cold place. It sounds deserted.
And I hear bad things about it with like the cults and stuff like that. So yeah, that's left.
Sorry, Utah, but I don't think I'll come there either. Y'all on your own, Utah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, my show is all about us supporting each other. So tell us, where can we find you? How can we support you? Not just the barbering, but the clothing brand and everything. You in general, where can we find you?
I'm on Instagram at it's Vera. Well, I think it's _ it's Vera.
Okay.
That's my personal page. And then most of my links are on that. I also have a barbering page on Instagram. Cuts by V. There's an _ after the by. And then it's VEE. Mm-hmm. My ArtFits website, it's www.artfits888.com.
Okay.
And you can support me by just going there. You can go on my Instagram. The Instagram is the same name as well. Like some pictures, share some posts. I don't know, send some words of encouragement. I don't know.
Right. Send some clients.
That too. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, come check me out. My links are on there. My booking links are on my Instagram. So you can like check me out there.
For sure. I'm definitely going to make sure that I check you out and also just mention you whenever I'm around and whenever I'm just doing stuff, promoting and stuff like that. If you in the A, what's going on? A lot of y'all, give her a shot, check her out, see what you know, what you like. Never know.
Also, my pronouns are they, them. I'm sorry if I didn't mention that.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Check them out. And, you know, just be supportive. It's all about building up our community. You know, I love building up our community. I love watching people grow into their journey. I'm big on journeys. I love hearing about someone's journey. That's like the main reason I started the podcast is to like, because, you know, oftentimes they see pictures of us on the internet and they assume that, oh, everything's easy and everything's fine, but they don't understand the journey of how you got to this point. And exactly. I feel like if more people shared their journeys and they saw how much you had to do and what you had to go through, that would save, like, that would just make so many other things pop out about you. Cause a lot of people don't support you until they feel like they are you're relatable to them or whatever the case may be, you know?
Yeah, so you're popping.
Yeah, that too. When you're popping, when you're super popular and everybody's already going to you and caught on. Yeah. I would love to be one of the first ones like, that was my barber a long time ago. Exactly. Y'all just finding out. I like that. I appreciate you joining me today. Any last words? Anybody want to shout out? Anything you want to say? Anything for the young people that are trying to find their way in life?
I'm going to shout out my partner. Her company is called Yellow White Photography. She's on Instagram as well. She's dope. She just got an article put out with Shout Out Atlanta. So she's
That's dope.
Doing good things right now. That's dope. And if you are scared to start whatever it is that you are passionate, just do it.
That's right.
The worst thing you can do is to not do it and because you're scared, just do it.
I love that. And that's major coming from someone like you that just shared so much about your journey with us. And, you know, just you did it. You know what I mean? There was probably many odds against you, but you did it. And look at you. You look good. You look healthy. You look happy. You're prospering. Like,
yeah,
come on, man. That's inspirational for real. Like, I don't know. This whole interview got me excited as hell. I'm like,
do it scared.
Yeah. Do it scared. Do it lonely. Do it. Yeah. And you're going to have to go through trials and tribulations, but you can do it. You can make it. And we believe in y'all. And, you know, keep supporting us on the Get to Know Me podcast. It's Busy Balboa and V, and we are out. Sign up today for only 99 cents a month to be a subscribed listener to the Get to Know Me podcast. You'll get access to exclusive interviews, episodes, and more.